Drum Shapes, Dolphin Secrets, and The Machine That Changed Radio. Among the most widely shared stories on Saturday was Eigendrum, a web application that lets users draw any shape and hear what it would sound like as a drum. The mathematical foundation is classical. Solving the wave equation with Dirichlet boundary conditions on an arbitrary 2D domain, computing the eigenfunctions of the Laplacian to derive resonant frequencies. But the implementation makes this approachable enough that anyone can draw a star or an irregular blob and immediately hear the result. The project connects to a famous problem posed by mathematician Mark Kack in 1966. Can one hear the shape of a drum? The answer, proven in 1992, is no. Non-isometric shapes can have identical acoustic spectra, but the inverse problem, computing a given shape's sound, is entirely tractable, and Eigendrum demonstrates it elegantly. The project appeared twice in the trending list, posted by two different users, a signal of how broadly it resonated. Researcher Raph Levien, known for doctoral work on Euler spirals and involvement in the Linebender project building 2D graphics infrastructure in Rust, published a piece on hyper-Bézier curves, a generalization of Bézier curves designed to give designers more locally predictable curvature control. The classic frustration with standard Bézier curves in design tools is that moving one control point can produce unexpected changes elsewhere in the curve. Levien's construction addresses this in ways relevant to font design and industrial design. Meanwhile, the discovery of a 31-year-old Easter egg in the 1992 Sega Genesis game, Echo the Dolphin, prompted HN comments from early 90s game developers describing the culture of hiding messages in games, often a way of signing work when companies withheld credits, and the particular poignancy of a message embedded before the internet era that waited three decades to be read. An IEEE Spectrum piece on the magnetophone, a German tape recorder developed in the 1930s by AEG and BASF, traced how the machine's superior fidelity and low wow and flutter characteristics made possible recorded and edited radio in ways no prior technology allowed. American Armed Forces radio engineers encountered the technology after World War II and brought it to the United States. Bing Crosby was among the first American performers to embrace tape specifically to pre-record radio appearances, rather than performing live. The modern paradigm of recorded audio, the edited performance, the splice, eventually the multi-track recording, flows from that machine. On the technical side, a post on GCC nested functions explored using wide pointers to implement the feature without trampolines, the small executable stubs that normally require memory that is simultaneously writable and executable, an arrangement that constitutes an attack surface for certain exploit classes. A 2018 calculus paper, resurfacing in the thread, argued that introductory calculus is taught in a historically inverted order, leading with epsilon delta rigor before students have built the intuition for what derivatives and integrals actually do.